the White House has confirmed that President Joe Biden will be seeking a 5-year extension to the New START arms control treaty with Russia. The treaty is due to expire early next month. It limits the United States and Russia to deploy no more than 1,550 strategic nuclear warheads each. Talks for prolonging the treaty had failed under Donald Trump. U.S. President Joe Biden's unveiled a national strategy to combat COVID-19 that reflects the ideas he set forward during the presidential campaign. The plan aims to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks.
Our plan starts with mounting an aggressive, safe, and effective vaccination campaign to meet our goal of administering 100 million shots in our first 100 days in office. We're on day one. This will be one of the greatest operational challenges our nation has ever undertaken, and I'm committed to getting it done.
Biden warns that the crisis will get worse before they get better, but he promised that help is on the way. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to approve a waiver for Lloyd Austin to serve as President Joe Biden's defense secretary. Congress has to pass a waiver to allow the retired 4-star general to take the job, as U.S. law requires Pentagon chiefs to be out of the military for at least 7 years. Austin retired in 2016. He would be the first African-American to run the Department of Defense if confirmed by the Senate. China's expressed hopes for work to be done to repair and restore relations with the United States under President Joe Biden's administration. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying made the remarks when she extended China's congratulations to Biden after his swearing-in.
I noticed that President Biden mentioned several times in his inauguration speech the word unity. I think this is precisely what the China-U.S. relationship needs at this moment.
Hua noted that China-U.S. relations became strained under former President Donald Trump's administration. Hua expressed hope that the Biden administration will help restore the relationship, but stressed that China will continue to defend its sovereignty. The Canadian Governor General has quit amid allegations of workplace harassment. Julie Payette resigned hours after the conclusion of an independent probe against her. The details of the report are said to be damaging. Payette was appointed as the representative of Queen Elizabeth in October 2017 on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's recommendation. She'll be replaced temporarily by Richard Wagner, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada. The head of the World Health Organization says the global COVID-19 caseload is expected to hit 100 million by the end of this month, but vaccines have the potential to bring the pandemic under control. The disease has so far infected over 95 million people around the world, with 2 million deaths. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says COVID-19 vaccination is now underway in more than 50 countries, yet all but two of them are high or upper middle income countries. He also says that vaccines complement rather than replace fundamental public health measures. European Union leaders have met to address mounting challenges of new and more infectious coronavirus variants. The leaders also discussed the slow rollout of COVID-19 vaccines during the virtual meeting that was held on Thursday. They were also expected to discuss the closure of the bloc's internal borders in efforts to stop the spread of the virus. Germany's warned it could unilaterally decide to close its borders if other countries failed to restrict the spread of the new variants. The European Commission says such border closures could harm the bloc's single market. A fire broke out on Thursday at a building of the world's largest vaccine maker, with no casualties reported. Serum Institute of India says the fire was restricted to a new facility it's building to increase production of COVID-19 vaccines. It says the fire did not affect existing facilities making COVID-19 vaccines or a stockpile of around 50 million doses. The company is being contracted to manufacture 1 billion doses of the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University.